back again.
Back again with another verse. This is all clean, so we're not going to curse.
American Election Day.
You didn't even notice my Da Dip reference?
I notice it. Whether I acknowledged it or not is the question.
Oh, I see. I see. I think I know all the words to that song, and it's embarrassing, but also a weird flex I'm okay with.
Well, let's hear it.
I need the beat. I need the music behind it.
Yeah, yeah. And you can do a backflip, but you don't feel like it.
Back again with another verse. This is all clean, so I'm not going to curse. Drop a bitch like a bad habit. Love all bitches because I got to have it. Coming at y'all in stereo. Riding that thing like a rodeo. Hang on, baby, because the ride is rough, baby. Let's check Twitter because I did a poll. The question is, and I thought of this after seeing that episode of Key and Peele where Darius Rucker is trying to tell the crowd that he's not Hootie. I've been rewatching Key and Peele. Anyway, so the poll is, how many blowfish do you picture in Hootie and the Blowfish? And the answers, or the options, are one or more than one.
So this is a hilarious concept. You're wondering if the blowfish in the name of Hootie and the Blowfish is plural or not.
Exactly, because how do you know? Because they've, you know, according to Darius himself, Hootie and the Blowfish are not analogs for the band. They are fictitious. So it could be a duet.
What's a Hootie, though?
I don't know, because see, this is what's always bugged me about that name, is that Hootie is the perfect name for a blowfish.
Yeah, is a blowfish so, like, a pufferfish? Like, I'm picturing a pufferfish. That's what that is, right?
Yeah, okay. I assume.
Okay.
So, yeah, like Hootie, that's, I'm pretty sure they're all named Hootie already.
So
when you
picture,
say Hootie and the blowfish.
Yeah. If I've always thought that the blowfish was plural and did represent the members of the band, but in a world where the blowfish is singular, I'm just picturing like a Darius Rucker looking guy on a stool and then a giant dying blowfish next to him on the stage.
It's just like a gimmick. It's a prop for his act.
Yeah, he like throws to it and it just, I mean, it can only, all it can do is exhale, right? So it's like,
what do you think about that one, blowfish?
Yeah, but it has a limited number of responses and then it's out of air.
Yeah, it can just wheeze or kind of flop.
Yeah, never considered it, but I'm gonna consider it singular from now on. And giant.
I was hoping that you would. I was hoping to sway hearts and minds. So I had this thought the other day. Do you know any of your Eskimo bros?
I can't think of any.
You should explain what an Eskimo bro is for the audience.
Yeah, it took me a second to remember. An Eskimo bro is someone who slept with someone you've slept with, correct?
Correct. Yeah. Someone you've parked your car in the same garage as at one point in time. Or at the same point in time.
I know I've made fun of you for this before, but you say garage like such a country boy.
How do you say it?
I say garage.
Like, what do I say?
Say it.
Garage.
No, you just changed it. That is bullshit.
Oh, I know what I did. Did I say garage?
Yeah, garage.
Okay, garage. Yeah, there it is. Garage.
Yeah.
It's over on the roof of the garage.
Okay, Eskimo bros. So I know of like, usually when I break up with someone, or, you know, I don't do that anymore, but usually when a relationship ends, I just leave the social circle entirely. So like there are people who I knew in the social circles of my exes that like hooked up with them after me. So I guess I like sort of know them in that way, but I don't talk to them anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Exact same for me. Like, I mean, I think that's kind of what you're supposed to do is like, I mean, the social rules would dictate that you should kind of break clean, or some would say anyway.
Yeah, some people don't, like, some people think that's douchey, though. But, like, I don't know. I don't really have much of an interest in remaining friendly with exes.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. But, yeah, like you said, like, I know some of my Eskimo bros. Like, I know who they are. But I don't talk to them. But, you know, I was thinking that's kind of a shame.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm against it. Like, I would. I just don't.
I know. Yeah, totally. Like, who else can you share that experience with? You know, it's such a unique thing you have in common.
Yeah.
Unless your Eskimo bro's over like a huge, huge slut.
We don't talk to our Eskimo bros enough. Is that what you're arguing?
I think so. I think that could be said.
Yeah. Who are you going to talk about the mole in the weird location with?
Exactly. Or like, did she do this weird thing? Or like, don't, you know, so many things you want to ask. Probably.
I guess. Theoretically. Yeah. I have a question.
I guess that's our call to action for the episode is call up your Eskimo bro or Eskimo sister and have it out.
I have a question along these lines. Is it cool to date your friend's exes?
You're walking on eggshells there. I mean, technically, it should be okay. But, you know, humans, they're jealous creatures.
Well, we, like, sort of had this situation. Do you remember that girl that I went on one date with, and then, like, a month later, you dated her for, like, I don't know, 2 months?
Oh, yeah. We'll call her V.
Yeah.
No, we didn't date for 2 months. We went on 3 dates.
I'm pretty sure you dated for at least 30 days because I remember you talking with our social circle about whether it was okay to break up with her via text, and they were split. And they wouldn't be split if it was...
3 dates?
3 dates.
Well, okay, the dates weren't like back-to-back, so it might have stretched over like a couple weeks, but I don't know. I still think I was in the text breakup zone, and that is what I did.
Didn't she herself reply like, I wish you hadn't done this over text?
Yeah. Oh, she called me a pussy. Yeah.
Did she use those words?
Not those exact words, but yeah, in so many words.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. I didn't like that at the time. And like, that was like super mild as far as dating.
Hey, I didn't like it. I mean, I didn't enjoy it. I felt scummy for sure. But you always do. There's no getting around that.
Yeah.
What was the question? Oh, yeah. Dating friends' exes. I think if you okay it with them, then it's okay. But sometimes a good bro will say it's okay, even though he doesn't think it's okay. This happened to me once because I was interested in one of my high school friends' exes after high school. And I asked him if it was cool. And he was like, yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah. No, go for it. And then like... And then, like, 5 minutes later, he was like, you know what? Fuck you, man. Like there's so many girls out there. Just, like, why?
I mean, like, that's kind of how I felt about V at the time, even though it was only one date. But the only reason for that was because, like, I felt like I did so poorly on that date, and I didn't want you guys to, like, talk about me, you know?
Oh, we did.
And be like, what an idiot. Like, who does that on the first date, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I took your playbook and did everything the opposite. So you really took one for the team.
I mean, that was when I was just like getting back into dating after a long time of not. So, I mean, I've never been a great dater, but at that time I was particularly bad at it, I think.
Well, it was the early days of Tinder, so it was a rough time for everyone.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't envy people who are dating now. Like, when I see a couple on a, like, what's clearly a first date, I'm always just like, oh, that looks hard.
Yeah, totally. I don't know what we ever did. Like,
I'm always
how did we get through that?
I'm always like, look how much effort they're both putting in. Like, it just, I'm so tired just looking at that.
Yeah. Look at this guy wearing a belt, not even sweatpants. I have a couple good ones, but maybe I was going to just jump into another lane on our last question when you started talking about the garage.
Uh-huh.
I have a pronunciation related question.
Okay.
And I love these because they're always hot button topics, especially among couples. So, okay. How do you say the name Megan?
Megan.
Okay. Say it again.
Megan.
Okay. Megan. Megan. Okay. Are you sure you don't say Megan?
No, it's an E, so it's like Megan, not Megan.
Okay,
cool.
Okay. We're on the same page then. Apparently, a lot of people say Megan.
This is like bagel and bagel, although I have such a hard time distinguishing the bagels.
Yeah, especially over like we're over VoIP right now, so you can't hear the really subtle pronunciations, but bagel and bagel, I'm glad you brought that up. This is right along the same lines for sure.
Yeah.
Megan, Megan. Megan, Megan. It's like you're saying MAGA or MEGA.
Yeah. Is this an argument that you've been having with Naomi?
No, this came up on your mom's house podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I think Meg is wrong. Like, the A sound, that doesn't seem correct to me.
Yeah, and apparently, this is what they said, I think, on the episode of Your Mom's House, is that Megan is a Canadian thing.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the Canadian accent's
weird. Which is weird because we say A all the time.
Yeah. The Canadian accent is weird in general, too, because, like, we're from we live in Southern Ontario, and especially in Toronto, it's not as pronounced as other places. So, like, I know that people do hear, I know that Americans do hear a Canadian accent when I talk, but it's not as pronounced as it could be, for sure.
Yeah, agreed.
Although, the phrase "for sure" apparently is a really big Canadianism. One of my British friends is like, every time he goes home, he says "for sure," and all his friends just like burst out laughing, and they're like, what did you say? For sure.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's like, it's like in it for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, just wanted to mention that I also put this question in because of another Key and Peele sketch, the one where he's chasing her down the street, their boyfriend and girlfriend, and he has her jacket. He's going, Megan, Megan, your jacket. And then she stops and goes, no.
Yeah, when you first posed the question, I thought you were going to say, is it Megan or Megan? Is Megan spelled Megan, differently?
It sometimes is, I think, like a double E, but sometimes it's just Megan and they're stupid.
Yeah, I think we can both agree on that.
Do you think bees like honey? Okay, I'll tell you where I'm coming from. Do you know the song, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You?
Yeah.
James Taylor, actually, I think originally written by, I want to say like Smokey Robinson or something.
Sure, yeah.
Or maybe Marvin Gaye, I don't know. So disrespectful to black people. But there's a line in that song where it goes, you know, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Just like honey to the bee, babe.
Okay? Right. Yeah, yeah.
Like honey to the bee. That's a saying, right? Yeah. As if to imply that bees fucking love honey. It's like, it's as sweet as honey would be to a bee, is what you're saying.
Right.
In honey
to the
bee,
I see where you're going with this. Bees don't find honey sweet, though. That's right. Like their baseline.
That's where I'm going.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would assume that honey is like water to a bee.
Yeah, I fully...
And
I don't
their
think
honey
we're gonna...
is something that we can't even... Like, it's off our sweetness charts.
Yeah.
Like, we don't even have the words for it.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have much of a debate here because I fully agree with you. What would be sweet to a bee?
Like maybe they're like inverted. So like sour stuff or maybe like the most bland thing possible.
So in the song, it's like honey to a bee. That doesn't necessarily mean sweetness. Like bees like honey, right? Like they're into it.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's a good angle. Like they need it. It's like their life blood. It's everything to them. So yeah. Okay. This is a good angle.
So yeah, it's not necessarily about the sweetness. It's about how integral it is to their lifestyle.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Actually, I bet when they eat it, they're like, "Fucking honey again." But goddamn, do we need this stuff?
Can they? Is there different like flavors of honey or different? Like, is there any variance in honey?
I think there is because, like, depending on what flowers they get the pollen from, or not even, it doesn't have to be even a flower. It could be like a fruit or something, which is still technically a flower, but.
Yeah. We got to look this up, though, and like try different honeys.
Yeah. Because I think I saw there was like some sort of blueberry honey once.
And that's not just infused with blueberries. It's like made that way.
Well, it's both. It is. It's made that way by the bees.
Right.
But no, it's not. We didn't intervene with extra blueberry.
Maybe my fruit fly experiment can help us here.
Well, if you need a starter batch of fruit flies, we have like a billion in the kitchen right now because we let a shallot rot in the open by accident.
Yeah. Gross.
Yeah. Like we didn't find it for days. Like we knew about the fruit flies and we're like, oh fucking, what is this from? Oh my, why are we being invaded? And then we found this shallot. Oh, mushy old shallot.
That reminds me of, in grade one, when we made Easter eggs, and several weeks later, there was a smell in the classroom that nobody could identify. And when we found out, it was from my desk, and it was my Easter egg.
You were the rotten egg desk kid.
Yeah, my desk was always really messy when we had like open desks with shit in it. Like, I would just throw things in there, so my egg was in the back. back of the desk.
Oh man, remember those desks though? They were such, like, they invited that sort of debauchery.
Well, yeah, it's a stupid system. It's just an open hole, and then how do you get the stuff at the back?
Exactly. That stuff is, there'd be stuff in there that you'd put in there at the beginning of the school year and not get back till the summer.
Yeah. I wish that I had the ones that opened up, like the top opened up.
Yes, such a better system for accessibility.
Yeah, but we never had that.
They phased those out for some reason. I don't get it.
Yeah. Probably too many pinched fingers in the hinges.
Oh, that's a good call. Plus, you could rip the tops off them, I guess. Making it is what I mean, you could. It's probably way easier to burn them that way.
Yeah. Okay. Your school had a lot of like Hulk pyro children, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, I understand where these people are coming from.